Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. Jesus is alive, making intercession for us at the right hand of the Father, soon returned for his bride. And this is number 8 of the 8 roles of Jesus, or 12 roles of Jesus. This is number 8. And of course, there's more roles than 12, but this is what I'm teaching right now. And this is the first of, not I am in this particular scripture, but Jesus did say, I am to the Pharisees when they asked him who he was. And when he said, I am, they knew he was saying, I am the Father. I'm of God. But this one here is found in Mark 14, 61 through 62. It says, but he kept silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest was questioning him and saying to him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, coming with the clouds of heaven. Mark 4, 61 through 62. So he is pretty much declaring to be on the same relationship as the Father, declaring himself to be God. Because if you're going to be a son, you're going to be just like your Father. And God is God, and you know, Father is God, and Jesus is God as well. And so in the beginning was the Word, where you find John 1:1 is also a place where it's declared that Jesus, I know, is God, was God, and forever will be God. There's the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I believe it's 3 in 1. And how do you explain that? I don't know. Scripture also says about, you know, you should leave your mother and father and cling to your wife, and two shall become one. So it's something like that. It can't, you know, it's not a scientific thing, because, you know, husband and wife don't actually become one person. So God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, they've taken times. I mean, God's, of course, in heaven. He's a spirit. But Jesus did come down to here, and Jesus is now up to heaven. But the Holy Spirit is now down here. So they can separate, but everything has its being in God. So even that, you know, it's kind of hard to understand with your 5 senses, or they're going through scientific reasoning. But anyway, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So Jesus in John 1:1 says he's the beginning with the Word. He's always with God. Jesus didn't get born to Mary. That wasn't his first existence. Jesus has always been. He didn't have a beginning. He had a beginning as a man through Mary, but his spirit has always been with the Father, you know, and always will be. So Jesus is without beginning, just like the Father was without beginning and the Holy Spirit was without beginning. He also has the same attributes of the Father. Some people want to look at the Old Testament and say God is like an old man, just worn out and tired, and you know, and lacks mercy. And here comes Jesus, a younger man who has grace and mercy, and is trying to calm down the old man. That is not the Father and Son. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whoever believeth him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It was the Father's plan to send Jesus here. So Jesus had the same attributes. In fact, if you really read through the Old Testament, you're going to find grace everywhere. You're going to find grace everywhere. And King David, he should have died for what he did to, you know, Bathsheba's a husband and what he did to her. But there's grace throughout Scripture. You see the prophets crying out, please turn from your wicked ways and please turn away from your sin. But in the Old Testament, you know, the death was a lot more prevalent. For one thing, because people couldn't change from inside out. But in the New Testament, they can. But Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so there is no difference. In fact, when you read Revelation, you're going to find out that Jesus is doing a whole lot of things that the Father did in the Old Testament, letting his wrath come. There is the wrath of the Lamb, and then there is the wrath of the Father in the 7-year tribulation. So he has the same attributes as the Father. And they have complete unity. There is no division. You're not going to get in between the Father and Son and get them to divide. You can't divide and conquer the Trinity. You can't divide and conquer, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're complete in an agreement and in unity in every single thing. There's no division. Jesus is 100% deity, and he's also 100% man. How can that be? That's another thing that science can't contribute to, okay? When Jesus came here to earth, he didn't give up him being deity. He didn't give up himself being God. He did lay aside his omnipresence and everything like that, and became just like a man, which means he had to pick up the Bible and read it and memorize it. He had to be led by the Holy Spirit. He had to pray. He had to learn those kind of things, but he never lost his deity. And a lot of people want to talk about that anyway. He's the face of God. Jesus is the face of God. God put on an earth suit. God put on flesh and blood. God put on a face, which is a good thing, because if you read the Old Testament, one of the greatest things that you're going to want to do is see the face of God. Many people want to see the face of God, and they always say, oh no, I've seen the face of God, we're going to die. No, they didn't. They saw a face, an angel. But many people are never going to see the face of God because of the way they live. They're going to make it to heaven because, you know, they're saved by grace through faith and no ability of their own. But because they didn't live a life fully surrendered to the Lord, they're not going to see the face of the Father. But they're going to always be able to see the face of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus put on flesh and bone. So they're going to be able to see that. Mercy endures forever. And that's one reason it is. Mercy is going to have to endure forever. There's going to be a lot of people that are not going to be able to look at the Father because that's just too much light to look at. Remember when Moses came down and had to put a veil on? And then, because if he lifted his veil, it's too bright to look at. Well, the flesh, you know, flesh and bones is that veil of God, that veil of the Father on Jesus forever and ever, so that all people that are born again or saved can look on the face of God through his Son, Jesus, who is God, Son of God. His mercy endures forever, but you're not going to be able to look directly. We're even told now you can't look directly at the Son and go blind. And same thing, if you look directly at the Father, you know, I think you just probably explode. But God is so merciful, his mercy endures forever, that he put on flesh and bone for us so we could always and all look at him. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment, and that's what Jesus came to bring, because a lot of people thought God was just all judgment, but you see a lot of mercy in the Old Testament, a lot of mercy, and you see in the New Testament as well. But Jesus is the Son of God and is God himself.